गुड आफ्टरनून, गुड मॉर्निंग, सत श्री अकाल, नमस्कार, वेयर सो एवर यू आर. आई एम श्योर दैट यू ऑल आर एंजॉयिंग वॉचिंग आर स्पेशल वाव सीरीज, इंस्पिरेशंस इन लाइफ सीरीज. हर इंसान अलग होता है क्योंकि हम इंसान है, मशीन नहीं है. एज अ मशीन एवरी थिंग इज मैकेनिकल एंड ऑल द फीचर्स आर मोर और लाइक सिमिलर. बट इफ वी लुक एट ह्यूमन बींग्स, दे आर ऑल डिफरेंट, यूनिक एंड हैव देयर ओन पर्सोना. सो इट इज माई प्लेजर एंड ऑनर टू वेलकम ऑन द वर्चुअल स्टेज टूडे. वी हैव अ वेरी हैंडसम यंग बॉय हुज नेम इज कृष्णा. करेंटली ही इज परस्यूइंग हिज ग्रेजुएशन इन कॉमर्स एंड इज अ वंडरफुल लीडर इन आइजैक. Now you must be wondering what is Isaac and what is all this. So before I keep talking, let me just hand over the stage to Krishna. Most welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. So as ma'am introduced me, so I'm Krishna Sharma and I'm doing my BCom Honours from Graphic University, Dehradun. And as ma'am also mentioned, like I'm an ISEC. So basically, ISEC is an international youth-run organization that is working in collaboration with the United Nations since 1948. So ISEC was formed for a reason after the Second World War, so that we can bring in international peace and collaboration amongst the youth that is there. Because according to ISEC, youth is the ultimate solution for all the problems, and youth is the ultimate solution that we can transfer leadership through. So that's the basic motto of ISEC.
Absolutely, you are
And
absolutely right when you say that youth is the one whom everybody has a lot of expectations, and youth are our future leaders. हर इंसान आजकल मुझे लगता है यूथ को ज्यादा खुश करने में लगा हुआ है. इट इज नॉट ओनली पॉलिटिशियंस बट आई सी लॉट ऑफ पीपल ऑल्सो, इजेंट इट?
yes, ma'am, that's true.
Now, meeting you reminds me of my session with Isaac, and the connect with your team was in 2017. I was invited as a speaker at Tulas, and I was also there for Global Village at Graphic Era. And after that, I went to Singapore, and then because of my training assignments, I was pretty occupied. So it is nice to hear from you. Now, please tell my friends and audience. Like, just give them a little briefing about how Isaac can help them to grow, especially the youth.
Sure. Firstly, I would like to just say, like, we have read the reports of Tulas and YSF, that is Youth Speak Forum, where you came for the speaking program. So I just recalled that thing. And the question that you asked, like how ISEC will help them help the people in just building all the connections and just developing themselves in a better individual. So there's just one thing that I want to just state, like if people want to go to abroad and just make their careers, like do their MS or like MBA, MSc, and just build their careers while going abroad. So ISEC can be the first step towards their journey in abroad and just developing their professional as well as soft skills and hard skills to build their
Absolutely.
CVs and just shape them into a better individual. So if I talk about myself, so I was in a like a bubble kind of a thing when I was back in school. Like we are all in a small bubble. Like our friend circle is the
Absolutely.
only thing that we
बिकॉज
are
उस समय
there.
हमारे माइंड में इतना सारा कुछ होता है. एट टाइम्स वी गेट ब्लैंक एंड वी डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू. देन ऑल ऑफ अ सडन वी सी सो मेनी अपॉर्चुनिटीज, इजंट इट? तो
Yes,
हमें
yes.
समझ में नहीं आता है गोइंग बैक टू दैट एज के कहाँ से स्टार्ट करें. सो इज देर एनी
Yes.
एज एलिबिट एज क्राइटेरिया ऑल्सो टू बी अ मेंबर ऑफ आइजैक?
Yes, so the age criteria for ISEC is 18 plus, and we can do the exchange program that ISEC is availing to the people till the age of 30.
Yeah, this is the saddest part. The moment I crossed 30 years, I was like, oh God, because I got in touch with them. I wanted to mentor them. So they said, wow, this is the first time that somebody wants to connect with Isaac. I said, please take me as your mentor. अगर मैं उधर फिट नहीं हो रही तो उधर कर दो. कहते हैं ठीक है मैम, आप आ जाइए.
Yes, and we would also love to have you on board for us to
Yeah,
just
I'm
guide us in
always
whatever is
there. It's
possible.
my pleasure. So, looking at your resume, I find a lot of good words, especially you say that you are a motivated person. So, what keeps you motivated?
Yes, so there's a simple thing that keeps me motivated. So when I joined ISEC, so I saw the people who were of my age but were doing better than me. Like their communication skills, their public speaking skills, their presentation skills were better than me. So when you just come into college, when you cross all the safe space that you have, so there's one thing that is always kicking you inside. Like, I want to be the best. Like, I want
Yes.
to gain the best package when I go for placement. So the company should select me. So that's
Okay.
the basic motivating factor that always keeps me pushing. Like, I want to be the best and just help the people who are coming into ISEC so they can be at my place one day.
यू सीम टू बी वेरी फोकस्ड. वेल, अगर मैं अपनी बात करूं तो मुझे तो कुछ बहुत सारी चीजें मोटिवेट करती है. सबसे पहले कोल्ड कॉफी, फिर चोकोबार आइसक्रीम, एंड देन द काइंड ऑफ लव एंड अप्रिसिएशन दैट आई गेट फ्रॉम माई पीपल वेन एवर आई डिलीवर अ सेशन. सो दैट इज समथिंग दैट मोटिवेट्स मी फॉर एवर थ्रू आउट माई लाइफ. और अगर मैं किसी स्कूल में वर्कशॉप लेती हूँ तो वो जो छोटे छोटे ग्रीटिंग कार्ड और वो जो चीजें बना के देते हैं ना, दैट रियली मेक्स मी वेरी इमोशनल, इजंट इट? सो माय
Yes, ma'am.
नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, यू आल्सो से दैट यू आर अ कीन लर्नर एंड एन एंथुजियास्ट. सो हाउ डू यू से दैट यू आर अ कीन लर्नर?
So in ISEC, like there's no limit. Like we don't judge people by what they're doing. So it's a kind of a platform where everyone can just showcase themselves and learn from their learnings. So when I say I'm a keen learner, so when we work as a team for a particular event, for an example, like we are doing a marathon in Dehradun. So we
Okay.
are working with a team of 6 to 7 people, and it happens like I know a few things, but my colleague knows better than me, and he's at a like different level than me. Suppose I am heading the event, but that person is heading a particular portfolio, suppose business development, and his communication skills are better than me. Like he has some part that he's doing better than me, but being ahead of the event, I don't have those skills. But in ISEC, we don't take these things negatively, but we take things very positively. Like, okay, I'll get to learn these things from that person. So how can it help me in my future? So at that place, I can say I'm a keen learner. And when I
Okay.
say enthusiast, so I'm a very kind of energetic person. I don't like to sit very idle at times. I always want to do something. Like it gets into my nerves, like if I'm very, very like sitting idle, so I cannot sit like that. So I
You
always
can
want to keep
also
doing
say that
something.
you are a multitasker as well, isn't it? Because you want to do many things.
Yes, yes.
आपको आपने और भी बहुत कुछ करा हुआ है. इफ आई लुक एट योर रिज्यूमे, यू डिड योर स्कूलिंग फ्रॉम आगरा, देन यू डिड
Yes, ma'am.
योर ग्रेजुएशन फ्रॉम जीआरडी, एंड देन यू वेंट टू ग्राफिक एरा. व्हाई डिड यू चेंज?
Yes. So my hometown is Agra. So I did
ओके.
my all the nursery and LKG, and till my 10th I was in Agra. So I was living with my parents and grandparents. But my uncle and aunt are from, like my cousins are from Dehradun. So my grandfather told me like you should go shift to some other city so that you get to learn some new things. And at that time something was also going like from ICSE, you just shift to CBSE, so
Yes.
your things will get better. So your basics will get clear. So then I shifted to CBSE. Then GRD was the place where I did my 11th and 12th. Then after that, my plan was to shift again to Agra because I'm doing BCom. So my parents wanted me to just do BCom from my hometown only and focus on the higher studies so I can just do CAT preparations and all. But my brother was in ISEC when I was here in Dehradun for my 11th and 12th. So I saw my brother that he went to Egypt for the exchange program, and then he joined ISEC as a member. So I saw a lot of growth in him, and I just believe that he is my idol only because I have seen him growing a lot. So I take him as my idol, like for all the steps that he's
I
taking
know
ISEC.
many पीपल फ्रॉम आइजैक, एंड स्पेशली यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस इजिप्ट वाला ट्रिप. उसमें बहुत सारे लोग डीआईटी के भी थे, ग्राफिक एरा
यस
के
मैम,
भी थे, तो उन सबसे तो मैं मिली हुई हूँ. इनफैक्ट वो लोग घर पे आके खाना भी खा चुके हैं, एंड दे यूज टू टेल मी, मैम अब जब भी कुछ इंटरेस्टिंग बनाओगे हमें बुलाना.
यू आर
वेल,
फ्रॉम देहरादून?
यस, एंड दिस ऑल्सो रिमाइंड्स मी दैट आप सब इतने अडेप्ट जल्दी हो जाते हो, सो यू आर वेरी अडेप्टेबल एंड वेरी फ्लेक्सिबल. एंड आइजैक की वजह से बहुत अच्छा एक्सपोजर मिलता है यूथ को. एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट एक्सपीरियंस आई कीप टेलिंग ऑल द स्टूडेंट्स वेयर सो एवर आई गो बिकॉज ऑफ माई ट्रेनिंग असाइनमेंट्स. लाइक मैं किसी भी स्टेट में जब भी यूथ को देखती हूँ ना कुछ नहीं कर रहा है, तो मैं बोलती हूँ भाई कम से कम आइजैक ही ज्वाइन कर लो, एटलीस्ट कुछ सीखने को मिलेगा बिकॉज दे हैव लॉट ऑफ वर्कशॉप्स फॉर देम एज वेल, इजंट इट? Now, my next question is, you say that your skill is in branding as well as advertising. So my question for you is, how do you feel that these things have really changed the methodology and the style of branding as well as marketing in today's era?
Okay, so currently I'm working as the head of marketing for ISEC in Dehradun, and previously I was the head of operations for sending people outside India. So right now, when I see pre-COVID, so the things were really on ground. So we used to go for like media partnerships, branding through them, like new local newspapers, new local articles, and we used to do all the things like on ground, very like making the posters by ourselves and doing all the things like according to the market reality, sticking to the reality of the city, we used to do all the things. But after COVID, like we have switched to the digital mode very, very quickly. And still, the digital mode is there. That's good because the things are changing and we have adapted according to it. But the branding methodology and the advertising thing have changed. Like, firstly, people used to do like, a market research by doing surveys on ground, like by going to the
Field job,
market
yes.
places. So that thing has changed because now people have shifted to the Google Forms, and that thing is not giving that much output according to me, because I've seen the reports and I've studied a lot about it. So that thing is not benefiting a lot in this era. And firstly, we used to have like some kind of media partnerships before the event for the promotional purposes. Like we used to have a media setup where the people used to just tell about the event that's going to happen. But now the people have shifted to the social media very
Absolutely.
efficiently. And there are some
Absolutely.
pages that have like fake followers. I would not quote that pages, like, but the pages are some, there are some pages in Dehradun as well, like who have fake followers, and the people very efficiently get benefit from like influence from those pages for the marketing purpose. Like suppose there is some XYZ page and someone is having an event, so they can just contact that page, and
Got
that
it.
page
Like
also,
just to increase their visibility
yes,
and promotions.
but the benefit from that page is not very efficient, so that's something very bad that we are getting to know.
So how do you figure out that these people are fake?
Like firstly, we also didn't figure it out. But slowly and gradually, by looking into the followers, like there's a small technique, like we used to check the followers and then the likes, like what's the ratio. So from there, we get to know like that's the fake follower. And from just if we are in contact with that page from a long period of time and
Obviously,
still
then
there's
you
no growth,
will.
so we get to know like wow, these pages are fake or
Okay.
not.
So, how do you define digital rupee?
Digital rupee. So according to me, digital rupee, there's no definition. According to me, it can't be defined because people have moved more efficiently to that after the long period of time. Like we all face the same situation. And the thing I want to say it, like we have been more adaptable according to it. So
Absolutely.
adaptability is the main fact, is the major factor that's there.
Okay. So, like there is lot that you have done as far as your certification and internships are concerned. Why is UI UX becoming so popular? It's liked by
Yeah.
everybody.
Yes, ma'am. So, like, if you want to enter the digital marketing domain, so the UX UI comes at the first place. Like, because it's a developing program, like, where you get to learn the basics of development, basics of design, and what color schemes, what shapes, and the different sort of color palettes you get to learn. So, that's the basic
That
of the
is the
design part.
secret. Because whenever I go to DIT, I find that most of my students have enrolled in this particular course, and the surprising element is they are all very happy. They say, ma'am, the curriculum is great and we are actually enjoying. On the other hand, you see a lot of people cribbing about the curriculum and the methodology of university, isn't it? So, what is your take on the system that people are studying or on the education that we have now in India? How is the education system?
So according to me, the education system, sorry for that. So the education system now is very, very developed because the youth is in itself is very developed and just want to do everything that's there on their plate and are very, very like looking for all the things that they can do to develop their CVs and develop as an individual. So if I talk about myself, so I'm a finance student. But I want to take things from marketing, from sales, from business development. So the things right now in Indian education system is all about skills. Like if the company will come to take you up, so they'll not look into your CVs. Like they'll just select your CVs, not your CGPA. If the company is more into the skilled person, like
Yeah, I
if we're
would
not
like
talking
you
about
to
the yeah.
emphasize on this so that everybody understand the importance of soft skills.
Yes. So,
They need to be told about the relevance, isn't it?
So if we don't focus upon the big fours, and if we talk about the startups and the entrepreneurs that are there, so they majorly focus upon the skills that you have as an individual, like
Yes.
what are the things you know, because in CGPA, like these companies do not focus a lot, but CGPA is also important because if
It
you want to
is
go
the
for higher
basic
studies,
criteria, but most of the
yes.
time the companies are also looking for a stable candidate. So that is
Yes.
another reason why we look at the soft skills part as well as the skill set. Both the things are important. Now, how was your experience being there as an L&D manager? What were the
Okay.
challenges that you faced?
Yes. So in ISEC, we have like ISEC in different cities and then comes ISEC in India. So at ISEC in India position, we have national support teams in which there is different domains like L&D support is there. Then content creators are there. So I was the L&D manager last year for the operations part. So in that we designed a portal for the student, for the ISEC members to learn the operations in a better way. So we just
Okay.
jot down all the major points that we should know being a salesperson. So maybe be it a pitch like that you make to the
Anybody?
persons.
Yes.
That yeah, so the pitch is very, very important. So we just made the pitch into a fun way so that the people can learn in a better way. So we just made a portal like that so that the people are getting to know these things very easily by just not learning them, by just reading it in a fun way or just by just watching a video. And
Wow,
we have
this
to
is
just
a good
maintain the
idea.
interaction. Yes. And we have to maintain international relations as well because we have to send people abroad. So the international relations should be maintained. So we made a portal for them as well, in which we made a website from Google Sites only. And it contained all the contents from the ISEC in India portal. So it was directly linked with it so that the people can from Egypt or Turkey or Tunisia
They
can
can
just
be picked
directly
up.
open the portal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I firmly agree because even I have grown with the help of LinkedIn platform, and it is no doubt helping many people to grow and to get a lot of work in their hand, isn't it? So
Yes, yes.
wheresoever you go, please tell youth also to make sure that they have a profile on LinkedIn, and I'm sure as a leader you are helping them. So, which role has
Definitely.
been your favorite up till now as an L&D or as a head of marketing? What is it that you are enjoying most?
So, like there was one more role last year, I was head of operations. So
Yes.
that was the major role for me because I was a member when I joined ISEC. And directly I went to the head of operations role, like by not
Okay.
being the manager and all. So that was very, very challenging for me because in corporates, it's always said that you have to give all your time into the corporates. Like it's very
Yes.
difficult to manage your personal life with professional life.
Absolutely.
So ISEC is that platform that has challenged me a lot while my college life, like working for hours and hours straight,
Yes.
like sitting on my desktop. At 10 a.m. and just getting up at 6 in the evening or 8 in the evening, maybe at night. So directly a shift of uncountable hours for me. like sleeping for 3 to 4 hours at the time of your college by not spending and enjoying that much with your college friends, but getting a professional exposure and
Absolutely.
making lifelong connections. That was basically important for me. So in college, you have to choose, like you have to prioritize basically.
You
Like
have to
what
learn to
are the priorities?
balance both the
Yes.
things, isn't it?
The balance,
Okay,
yeah.
I won't take much of your time. I just have one more question, and that is, what is the message that you would like to give to our youth? And in fact, one more, let me add, what is success for you? Answer both these.
Okay. So firstly, I'll tell like for the youth part. So the first and foremost thing for me is like choosing what's good for you. At this point of time, you should not be in a hurry or race. Like, I have to do these things, I have to do these things. But you should sit in the first place and think, like, in what path you want to channelize your life. Because in college, whatever you are doing, so somewhere or the other, it has to be your path for the next 40 to 50 years of your life. So you have to just channelize those things according to you, like what
Yes.
things are more important for you. And you have to just think about them. If you want to take consultancies, you should go for it because we are not that much grown up that we are ready to take our important decisions of life. So the parents can be one thing. Friends, teachers are there always. So you can just take help from them. You can just sit with them and think about all these things in a better way. Google all these things, research about the things that can be your fruitful, that can lead to your fruitful life. So I just
Absolutely.
want to
And
state
what
this for the
is success for you? Is it like money, lavish lifestyle, car, bungalow? What is it?
So these are the like materialistic things that everyone wants in their life, somewhere or the other. But success for me is like if I am happy, I'm successful. Because in this age, I'll not say that I'm too much grown up, but I can make decisions for myself. Like I'll obviously take my parents' decisions, like what they are saying. So I always respect that. But at this point, like being very, very contented in life, very satisfied with all these things is the success. And I'm
Wow.
just working hard to achieve that only.
Wow. I'm proud and honored, very happy to hear this answer from you. It was a pleasure having you today as our
Thank
guest,
you.
and it was a pleasure knowing so many things about you. Thanks a lot for sparing your valuable time.
Thank you, ma'am.
So, my dear friends, please remember that every champion starts from zero. Everything starts from zero. Don't worry wheresoever you are. Even Krishna started his life from very scratch, and gradually he has grown as the head of marketing. It is not easy. At the same time, make sure that every challenge is like a great opportunity for you. So embrace the challenges and be grateful. Thank you.